Miniature autonomous companies. The idea is building AI-ran online businesses, but not for money yet. For practice only, no pressure. If you do make a sale, that's just a little bonus. The first and foremost is the annihilation of your fear of poverty so that you can sit down and reason about your future without all the lies. High school grades, you will discover later in life, are meaningless, and standardized education is just theater. You need a real education that enables you to be a powerful thinker, so that you may grow all the way up and become a great being. Do not fear. Artificial intelligence is real, but you should call it thinking programs. It is a self-entangled autocomplete that is close to reason and constantly improved with new techniques. So your administrator page is not a confusing dashboard. The administrator page is a project manager. Let's call her Henrix. And she is in charge of the server and all the virtual employees. She has many employees, and you can watch them all work together and plan and complete their to-dos and release new products. The products are not confusing. I attach a complete code example that your AI can study. The products are raw user interfaces dedicated to specific classes of applications. The classes can be as broad as business dashboards and as narrow as screenwriting applications or digital music composition. They are most commonly referred to as themes, but that is a confusing name, and we will just use the word product here. Our product contains HTML UI templates, SCSS CSS themes, and color modes, or in short, UI templates, themes, color modes. But this is also the soul of an application that seeds the mind of a coding agent. Instead of spending hours navigating the description of a UI, your customer will now be able to say,
"Use this theme product I just bought for $50 to build me the application that it has been designed for. But to build it out, use the technologies that we usually rely on so that we are familiar with the back end."
Your product is more than meets the eye. It helps the customer communicate with their AI. The original text links to a well-made example product that you should download and have your AI research for wisdom. In addition, I link to a text file with 10 example companies that will help your AI reason about this type of business. The last two companies use a middleman, a special business designed to help people sell files online. You have to study both kinds of businesses, one dedicated to your product and the other, a rich generic file selling service that enables you to build a storefront. Please ignore this, but for completion's sake, you can also give your product away under a non-commercial license, relying on corporations needing to be legally honest to purchase a commercial license from you. This is a smaller business model meant for simpler times before thinking programs. Please do not think about making money, not yet. Focus on practicing. The building of your first company, and then your second and your third. Success is not always a matter of quality or quantity. Sometimes it's just a matter of timing. Are these products valuable? Yes, because application developers do not have the time to take a week off from the real work and start crafting complex user interface components. Components that they can get for $50 from you, or $200, and have their AI customized to perfection in under 10 minutes. You do not have to worry about bugs and maintenance. Henrix, your coding agent and server administrator, and her team of artificial agents will take care of that. Henrix will cover support tickets and building of updated versions. She will take care of programming and shipping new components that you research and describe based on recent trends. She will duplicate herself when making server upgrades and test her new instance before powering down. Many people refer to these tiny companies as side projects, but you should think of them as autonomous companies that you own. Remember, you are meant to grow all the way up until you become a great being.